You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito here, coming to you from Central Florida here in Cocoa, actually, and here broadcasting on WMIE and WWBC in Central Florida, as well as KCNW in Kansas City, WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. This program here, WGOD, is at the current time going through the book of 1 Corinthians. That's the book I'm preaching at the church that I pastor here in Merritt Island. The church is Island Community. If you're ever in the area, I invite you to come by and visit sometime Sunday morning at 10:30, islandcommunitychurch.net for more information on that. The sermon here today, we're in chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians. It is entitled, God Gives the Increase. Paul said that he planted and Apollos watered, and God gives the increase. And I kind of like to think that that's what I do, too, at Island Community Church. And that is, I think, another name I had for this sermon is, I hope that we're your favorite watering hole, to use that old figure of speech, because I'm going to drown you when you come to our church. And water you and water you and water you with the Word of God. And God gives the increase. When you spend time in His Word, God gives the increase. And that's where we're at here today. This will play for 3 days. I think it's a relatively short sermon, maybe 30 minutes. So, but the question is for you to ponder, how are you doing with that? Are you more like Jesus? Because that's what we're created for. Do you resemble him more now than you did, say, 3 or 4 years ago? Here's part one of this message. If you'd like a copy of it, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com.
Maybe you're coming with another title for this. Welcome to your favorite watering hole. You're like, what in the world is this guy going to preach on now? That started off with the title, that we've got the mind of Christ, which is where we left off. We've got the mind of Christ. Think about, get your mind around that this morning. We've got the mind of Christ, or my favorite watering hole. We'll get to that, both of those coming up here this morning. We're in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. Paul's revealed us some great truths here so far. Things he expects you to remember and put into practice, such as, number one, he and apostles are chosen by Jesus Christ and not the other way around. Therefore, if anyone calls himself an apostle, you automatically know he is a fraud, because Jesus is not choosing any new apostles anymore. Because we have got now the more sure word of prophecy. The Bible is complete now. He doesn't choose apostles anymore. Don't believe anyone that says he's an apostle anymore. Men don't have the authority to do that anymore. You can't draw straws and gamble anymore to pick a replacement like they did then when Judas died. Number two, you're all saints. Saints are not some special breed of superstar who pass muster. A saint is not someone you pray to if you lose your keys or if you're going flying in an airplane. And number three, all true, genuine believers in Jesus Christ are saints. We're all saints. Set aside for use by the Master. Number three, baptism does not save a person. Only personal belief in Jesus Christ can save you. We're kind of going over what we've looked at, right? Paul said, I thank God I haven't baptized any of you. And he said, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. What else? The logos or message or preaching of the cross is the dynamite of God. That's where the power resides, in the preaching of the gospel. So I kind of like doing that every week. Look at, you know, the theme of what we're looking at, where Paul left off, what he's talking about. Now let's start here today in verse 14 of chapter 2. We're going to learn about three different types of people here. Number one is the natural man. The natural man is not a believer. Number two, the carnal man. Believe it or not, the carnal man is a believer. And number three, the spiritual man. That would be God's desire for you. To be people led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, as many of us as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You fall in either one of these three people, either the natural man, the carnal, or the spiritual. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You see, this is what happens when unbelievers read the book of Revelation. They don't understand it. And their so-called understanding is faulty at best. This is why unbelievers should never be Bible translators. You need to have the Spirit of the living God inside of you to be a Bible translator. And I am a Bible translator, and that's the greatest thing I learned. Going through this, it was, whoa, you wouldn't be able to do this. If you were a Greek or a Hebrew scholar but didn't have the Holy Spirit, you could never be a Bible translator. Well, I guess you could be, but your work would be devoid of the Spirit. You're guessing. You're throwing darts at a dartboard. The natural man, that is the unregenerate man who has not been born again, who does not possess the Holy Spirit. The natural man cannot understand the things of God, including his word. You cannot understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of you, who illuminates the word to give you understanding. Comes from having the Holy Spirit. Verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Now you see, if you got a Bible like Ann's this morning, you'll see the word rightly in italics. The New King James added rightly in italics, meaning They've added that word for clarity, which is a brilliant decision of what they did. And isn't that the truth? Again, let me read it. He who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Isn't that the truth? You and I who are spiritual, we're judged all the time. But we're rightly judged by no one, and we're wrongly judged by everyone. That is why you shouldn't go into business together with an unbeliever, because they'll never understand you. When you refuse to lie, when you refuse to cook the books, when you refuse to cheat on the government, or just plain lie, cheat, and steal, they'll never understand it. Because you've got the Holy Spirit and they don't. The natural man cannot and does not know these things. You can pound them over the head with it and they don't get it. You can show unbelievers the word and they don't see what you see. They don't get it because they don't have the Holy Spirit. Look at what Jesus did. He went up to Lazarus, a man dead for 4 days. And you don't even read about it. You're right there. You see Jesus raising up this man from the dead. And half of the people who saw it ran to the Pharisees and ratted him out. That's the natural man. It's devoid of anything holy because you don't have the Holy Spirit. And that's why people, you know, you could show Bill Nye or any of these other guys these truths in the Bible, but the natural man cannot and does not understand these things in the Word here. They'll never understand when God tells you to sell that business that you have and give the money to the church. Your unbelieving relatives won't understand when you remember your church and your will. They won't understand it. They don't understand it. That's why you shouldn't marry an unbeliever. Because they too will never understand you. You are rightly judged by no one. That's why Paul said, do not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. They'll never understand you. Because God's first in your life. They'll never understand it. An unbeliever will never understand that. Amen. Wow, is it quiet in this house today. Thanks. This is where the Lord's got us today. He who is spiritual, remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. He who is spiritual is rightly or correctly judged by no man. And that'll bring pain in your life too. Amen? Maybe God will tell you to step back from helping that family member that keeps getting in trouble. Because you keep interfering in their life. And in essence, you're hindering God from working. Oswald Chambers has a name for people like that. You know what he calls them? He calls them an amateur providence. Those that try to help God and interfere by getting in the way when God's working in someone's life. Maybe he wants them in jail right now. And he doesn't want you getting in the way, bailing them out. Because God is at work behind the scenes. Don't help that caterpillar out of that cocoon. Let God bring out a butterfly. He doesn't need your interference. Let him work.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.